RadioInfluence.com. You are in the trenches with former Buccaneers offensive lineman Ian Beckles on Radio Influence.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to In the Trenches. This one is for real. Football season is on us. We've been talking about football for months and months and months without actual real football. I'm tired of watching fake football. For those of you that sat through that last preseason game for the Buccaneers, bless you. I did it. I believe it or not, watching more than once. It was painful because, you know, I like to joke around, there's a lot of UPS drivers out there. Not to demean those athletes out there. They're still great football players, but it's not NFL caliber football that we were watching. So preseason is over. Regular season is on us. The Bucs play the Saints. They have to go there. It's in the toughest place on earth to play, and I played just about everywhere. So they definitely have some tough sledding. But I'm going to talk a little bit about some things going on in the NFL, some new contracts. Then I'm going to break down the Bucs a little bit against the Saints, have a prediction, and even talk a little fantasy football as well. So when you look out there in the NFL and you see all these contracts that are being signed, you know, I see Odell Beckham sign his contract 5 years, $95 million, and he's doing a dance in the locker room, which I probably would do myself. You know what? A lot of people look at athletes and say, man, these guys are making so much money. I don't know why they deserve that much money. I don't think I've ever understood that mentality, because if the athletes don't make the money, then the owners are making the money. And I'll be damned if the owners are earning that money. All the owners did is have a whole lot of money to buy an entity, and that's it. So I've never understood why nobody wants the athletes, which are selling the jerseys and not making any money. You know, Aaron Rodgers is selling jerseys. You know, he just signed a five-year, $134 million contract. Good for him. Khalil Mack is another one. Khalil Mack over there was with the Raiders and John Gruden and ended up being traded to the Bears. 6 years, $141 million contract. And when you look at what the Raiders just did, isn't it amazing that one franchise doesn't even think that a player is worth 6 years, $141 million, which is, I'm sure Khalil Mack would have signed in Oakland. One franchise doesn't think he's worth that, and another franchise thinks he's worth that and two first-round picks. So I'm going to tell you right now, John Gruden doesn't get along with veteran players. His, you know, he won a Super Bowl with veteran players, and he just got rid of his best veteran player. So for those of you that are Raider fans and you think that's going to turn out well over there in Oakland land, good luck with that, because John Gruden's never got along with young football players. Never. Go look at it. It's documented. And you just got rid of one of the best or the biggest difference makers on the defensive side of the ball in the NFL, along with Aaron Donald, who also signed a new contract and made out like a fat cat. But it started, you talk about Khalil Mack. To me, to be great, you got to be great in crunch time. When it's crunch time, that's time where players got to be great. And statistically, if you look at this guy, like he's first, when the game's on the line, that means a fourth quarter, one score. When the game's on the line, he's first in sacks, first in pressures, first in hurries, the whole thing. He picks it up later in the game. And he's great all game long. The dude, you put him one-on-one, he's a problem. He's long, he's mean, and he makes players better around him. You don't have to hear about, we got to get somebody else to help him bullshit. If you can rush, you can rush. If you're a mean SOB, you're a mean SOB. And that's what Khalil Mack is. And the Bears just got themselves a fabulous football player with a lot of attitude, all right? So that makes me look at teams like, you know, the Seahawks, who have Earl Thomas sitting there. And I'm thinking, as a Buccaneer fan, I'm thinking, man, Earl Thomas is another kid. I'm not going to say kid, he's not that young, but another football player that's a difference maker. How much better is he better than Chris Conte? I don't know if that's even measurable. I don't even know if you can measure that. he would make our team better immediately. We get so caught up on first-round picks and how important first-round picks are, and our first-round picks aren't even that damn good. Everybody wants to hold on to these picks, and nobody wants to just go get difference makers and football players. And to me, Khalil Mack equates to wins. Earl Thomas equates to wins. You guys can keep all your draft picks. Screw draft picks. Draft picks get you in trouble. Vita V, I don't even know what number he is. So that's what we're holding on to. I'd rather give me a legitimate football player that I know you put out there, and he's gonna play, and he's gonna play well, and that's it. You know, the complexion of NFL football now and the culture has changed so much since when I played. I'm watching a Rams preseason game, and the starting quarterback Goff and Gurley, obviously the starting running back, neither one of them took a snap in the preseason. Neither one of them took a single snap in the preseason. Like, what happened? Like, that's weird to me. Like, coaches used to say, okay, you know, you don't come in shape. If anybody thinks you come into training camp in shape, you're crazy. No way. You don't get in shape until you get through training camp and you played a couple games. These guys are going to be, when they get in the game in the first week of the season, it's going to be like their first preseason game. That's a bad idea for me. You got to get your body ready a little bit. And, you know, when you're watching Hard Knocks and you're seeing what these guys are going through, and by the way, for those who watch Hard Knocks like I do, Josh Gordon showed back up. He's a real likable guy. He's likable, hardly reliable, but he's a big physical football player, and you need players like that, obviously. But how much stock are you going to put in a guy that he couldn't even show up to the beginning of training camp? And I want to say the number is he's missed 43 of the last 48 Browns games. I mean, you can't rely on a dude like that. If you get anything from him, that's cool. But I don't know if the Browns can rely on him at all. You saw that Tyrod Taylor went down with a dislocated pinky in the preseason game. He got back in the game, which is good. As somebody who's dislocated all 10 fingers, I like to see people go back in a game, because I don't have a missed play out of my 10. Nobody really gave a shit that my finger was dislocated. I noticed that. And if you watch that, Baker Mayfield, who got rocked in that game, had a concussion, by the way. Got hit, head went back, head hit somebody on the way back, and he kept on saying, somebody hit me from the back. Yeah, that's probably your first NFL concussion. Enjoy. You will have many others. If you have a long career, you will have many others. But don't tell anybody, because then they'll take you out. That's the funny part of this whole thing. And it's a funny situation. Thursday Night Football is right around the corner, and it's been longly anticipated. That means bragging rights and huge cash prizes are up for grabs with DraftKings.com, the leader in one-week fantasy sports. For the season opener, DraftKings is hosting a fantasy football contest that is only $10 to enter and has a $1 million top prize. But for a limited time only, if you sign up with the code Beckles today, that's B-E-C-K-L-E-S, DraftKings will give you a free entry to your first deposit. Single game showdowns is the newest way to play. All you do is you draft 6 players for the Thursday game, stay under the salary cap, and see how you stack up against the competitors. Put your football knowledge to work, and you can win up to $1 million while watching the season opener. The top prize is $1 million, but you don't have to come in first, because there's $2.5 million up for total prizes, which means thousands of winners. So download the app today at DraftKings.com now and use the promo code Beckles and sign up and make your first deposit. And when you do, DraftKings will give you a free shot at $1 million this Thursday. That's code Beckles, B-E-C-K-L-E-S, at DraftKings. Watching that Hard Knocks, Todd Haley, who has been head coach before, I like him as a coach. I mean, he's putting his foot in people's asses. I love that. He's challenging people, and if you don't have that, you're going to be in trouble. And I hear it a little bit with Brenson Buckner here with the Buccaneers. And I'm hoping somebody brings a little bit more dog out of these guys, because I'll be honest with you, I didn't see a bunch of dogs in preseason. If the Buccaneers think that they're going to hit a switch and all of a sudden they're all going to be dogs, okay, that's fine. If that's the way it's going to happen, it doesn't normally work that way. So, you know, supposedly we got all these guys from Philadelphia that are going to ramp up our defense, and we're going to be a bunch of crazed dogs out there. You better hit the switch right now, because we're going to New Orleans, and if New Orleans goes up on you real quick, it'll be a bloodbath. They will slaughter us, because we're still playing with our backup quarterback, although a good backup quarterback, but still a backup quarterback. Playing in New Orleans without your left tackle, who is not that damn good to begin with. New Orleans is, to me, by far the loudest stadium I've ever played in my life. I don't know what's second. New Orleans was as loud as I've ever seen any stadium at any time. And to put a backup quarterback, I'm not worried too much about Fitzpatrick. I'm worried about a backup tackle. I'm worried about a rookie being in there in his first game playing in New Orleans. That's the kind of things that will definitely worry me. So we'll see what happens. It's just, as of somebody who dabbles in betting a little bit, yes, I mean, that's going to come out higher than 7. And, you know, that's an NFC South game. You don't want that feel, because the Bucks are just not really favored in a lot of games. And you think that we've turned a corner, but nobody thinks we're good. We're the only ones that think we're good. And after all the cuts, there was, you know, I guess Keith Tandy would be probably the only real surprise. I don't know what happened with Keith Tandy. When I see him play, he looks really good. And then I see that he just doesn't play much. I don't know if it's a mental thing. I don't know if it's a physical thing. But I thought we were going to get a lot more out of Keith Tandy. Charles Sims was cut. And, you know, Ronald Jones and Charles Sims are the same football player. I said that last time we did In the Trenches. I said, listen, they're the same football player. It doesn't make sense to keep the same football player. They have the same strengths and the same weaknesses, and that doesn't make any sense. Ronald Jones, draft pick, younger. People are getting on him because statistically he was awful in the preseason, you know, averaging a little over a yard, I think it was. You know, going back and watching those games, or some of them, like the first play of the game, you know, last week, I think he lost 5 yards, and he got the handoff, and there was somebody in his lap. Has he showed greatness yet? No. But I've seen a couple times where he would have a 2-yard run and make 3 people miss. So that ain't him. I mean, he has the ability. I'm not saying he's a world beater, but you can't judge somebody by that little bit of play in preseason. And the last preseason game went by, watching the broadcast, everybody's looking at that game like, you know, there's a bunch of scrubs on the field and it doesn't make sense and it doesn't matter and it's not important. For those guys that are on that field, there's majority of the cuts came from people that were on that field in the 4th preseason game. And the ironic part is the majority of the acquisitions are also on the field, because you're on one team. 31 other teams are going to make cuts and are also looking for individuals to fill spots. So it's always a dress rehearsal. So if you're on that field in the 4th preseason game, you better not be sulking like you're in that thing. You better be out there busting ass. And when I'm looking at a guy like Noah Spence, who I've been, to me, Noah Spence is just a name, because I've never seen him do anything. Nothing. Like zero. High draft pick. He's in the 4th preseason game and the last preseason game against 2s and 3s. I didn't see him do barely anything. Like, you got to see, if you're supposed to be good enough to be a starter and they put you against 2s and 3s, you better whoop somebody's ass. I didn't see it. I really didn't. In week 3, he didn't get in the game till the 46th snap. So, and last week he was getting pushed around by 2s and 3s. He made the team, but I don't know what's up with Noah Spence, to be honest with you. I really don't. Since I've been doing this podcast, people are asking me who are winning games, who you betting on, and they're even asking me who you're betting with. And I'm telling people, you got to check out my bookie. Who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I'm telling everybody to go with my bookie. I guarantee you guys will be your best bet this season. My bookie, they've been in business for years, so they're just not a company that just started up. They get great reviews online, and their mobile site is really, really easy to use. I would only recommend a service that I've really used myself and had good results with, and that's why I'm sending everybody to MyBookie. With MyBookie, you win and they pay. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use a promo code TRENCHES to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use a promo code TRENCHES when creating the account to claim the bonuses. You play, you win, you get paid. If you looked at that, the stands, I don't know what they said the attendance was, but, and the weather was terrible. If there was more than 8,000 people in that thing, at the beginning of the game, there was not more than 8,000. It was shockingly empty. It's a fourth preseason game. Nobody really gives a rat's ass. It's a terrible weather outside. It's, you know, I get it. I get it. But that was actually, it was embarrassing to look at. Ryan Griffin, okay. I keep on hearing great things. Boy, he don't have much arm strength, and he doesn't have a very quick release. He don't want that out there. Not against real bullets. Against real bullets, he's going to be in big, big trouble. Now, the only thing that scares me with this, a few things scare me about this football team. Depth, definitely. Jacquizz Rodgers, we haven't seen much of, and he's going to be toting it, that's for sure. Boy, if he goes down, I don't know if we actually have that straight up running back. We have a bunch of guys who can do, you know, different things, catch the ball out of the backfield. If he goes down, boy, we're going to be real, real thin. I think we're thin already at offensive line. If we have one more player go down, if DeMar Dotson goes down, and he's not young, if DeMar Dotson goes down, it's going to be a long season. If he stays healthy, I'm predicting that DeMar Dotson goes to a Pro Bowl this year because he looks really good. He's looked good so far in the offseason. So, you know, the Buccaneers are going to go to New Orleans and just an awful, awful, awful place to play. And the New Orleans Saints have Drew Brees over there, who is so old that he threw for 72% last year and 4,300 yards. He's so gosh darn old. He knows what the hell he's doing. He knows where the ball's going. And the Saints have weapons everywhere. They were 11-5 last year. They beat Carolina in the wild card. If you remember how they lost in the next playoff game, it was a fluke to Minnesota. They outplayed him in that game. I mean, you lost. I get it. But there's a lot to get ready for. Ingram is going to be out. Kamara had 700-and-something yards last year. 74 receptions. Or, sorry, 81 receptions. A running back. There's a lot of problems out there. And Michael Thomas, over 100 yards catching last year. Ted Ginn, 53 catches, and you're like, oh, big deal. It's only Ted Ginn. Well, we paid DeSean Jackson a whole lot of money to have just about the same amount of catches. So Ted Ginn's one of those players that everybody ever always laughs at, and, oh, Ted Ginn's been around a long time. He's still a beast on special teams, and he's still a difference maker, and he makes big plays often. So, as far as this Saints team goes, they're going to be salivating knowing that this youngish Buccaneer team is coming into their house. Cameron Jordan, 13 sacks. That's a legitimate number. Looking at their linebacking crew, I know this kid Klein can play. Matt Taito, their middle linebacker, I never thought he was going to make it. He kind of played over there in San Diego in obscurity somewhat. I didn't really hear much negative or positive towards him. But, you know, he's getting to a point now where he's got a pretty good career. He's been around a while. Haven't heard much about him, but ended up having a pretty darn good career. So, good for Manti Te'o. So, the Bucs have to go there. I'm working on getting to New Orleans. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. I would like to be able to get a chance to watch one game this year, and New Orleans would be a good place to do it, not only because of Buccaneers, but because of the food. So I'm hoping I'm going to get a chance to head over there and watch that game. If that's the case, then I'll definitely have some good stories for you next Monday. That's for sure. And at the end of this whole thing, I'm going to break down, you know, what I think the prediction is going to be for that game. Now, I always said I was going to dabble in a little fantasy football. I did my fantasy draft last week, and I'm going to break down my team. You know, just I'm not going to do them often. This is going to break down, let you guys know what I'm doing. Quarterback, got Matthew Stafford, one of those guys where, you know, Matthew Stafford statistically is a Hall of Famer. He hasn't done enough successfully. All he has to do is mess around and maybe go to one Super Bowl, and that doesn't sound, it does sound like a tough task, since I don't believe the Lions have ever been to one. But statistically, he's out there. So for fantasy football, I'm good with Matthew Stafford, and I got Phillip Rivers as my backup. And Phillip Rivers is another guy. This is consistent. And he's another guy who will be a borderline Hall of Fame player. My wide receivers, I got Mike Evans, who I predicted was going to have a breakout year. And not really a breakout year. He's had some fantastic years in the past. Last year was good. It's time for him to take another step forward. Then I got Juju Schuster from the Pittsburgh Steelers, who I just think it's good to have Steelers in general because they put it up there. My running back, Le'Veon Bell, not too damn bad. I have a backup with Coleman, and I also have the kid from Baltimore, Collins, as well. My tight ends, I have Travis Kelce, who I do enjoy as a football player. And I also have O.J. Howard, who I also predicted was going to do some wonderful things this year. So I got a colorful team. My kicker is a cat from Oakland, Zerline. My defense is Houston and Carolina, so kind of like my team. And I just bought a shirt. I was wearing it the other day. It says, I suck in fantasy football, and I do at this point. I've never won. I've never really even contended. I don't think I've ever made a playoff. I'm going to make a prediction this year. I'm going to the playoffs, everybody. That's my prediction. I don't. It's not going to be any bolder than that. Now, every week I'm going to make a prediction for the Buccaneers as well. We're hoping for a good season. I think for us Buccaneer fans, last year the optimism was just pouring out. This year I think we're very leery because of the situations in the offseason and just our talent base in general. I think we have some question marks. This is tough sledding, man, to go on the road, first game of the season, not knowing, a lot of these guys not knowing the system, playing against Drew Brees, who can teach the system. He can be coach over there. Tough sledding, everybody. Saints 31, Buccaneers 10, and I just don't see it looking all that pretty. It's unfortunate, but I'd rather be going to Cincinnati or Cleveland or one of those teams in the first game of the season with Ryan Fitzpatrick more so than going to the Saints. So I appreciate everybody listening, and the numbers keep on going up, which is wonderful. No reason for them to go down during football season because there's a whole lot to talk about. And I'll be breaking down all the Buccaneer games scientifically every Monday because I watch it too much. I watch football too much, and I care too much. If anybody wants to email me, ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. And if anybody's curious about starting a podcast, we're going to be housing the podcast here at Flavor of Tampa Bay on West Shore and Gandy. So we have a beautiful podcast room that's getting more beautiful every day. And if you have an idea for a podcast, once again, ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com, and we'll see what we can do. Everybody have a wonderful week, and let's hope that the Bucks get things done. And everybody be safe. Peace out.
You have been in the trenches with Ian Beckles on Radio Influence. This is a Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
I went up to the Adirondacks. I went up to see some friends up there in up at Lake George. A good friend of mine owns a bar up there. So I went up to check out her bar, and I went up to, kind of hang out with a bunch of friends and chill out and just kind of take a little relaxing weekend. So I decided, since my children were going away, my girls were away, Emily was at the beach, and Fiona was with her mom this weekend, chilling out with her, doing school shopping and all the normal end of summer bullshit that costs a fortune. I decided, you know what, I'm going to take some time to myself, and I'm going to hop in my car, and I'm just going to drive. So I drove about 5 hours away up to Lake George. And what I did, though, was on my normal drives, I talk on the phone. I put my headphones in, I totally kind of zone out to the rest of the world. And I just kind of communicate with friends. So I talked to a buddy of mine who I haven't talked to in a bunch of years, probably 25 or 30 since we've actually hung out. And we just chilled, man. We had a great conversation. Just total catch up. Like it's great to do that. So my little advice to you guys for this week is reach out to a friend who you haven't talked to in a long time. Seriously, just pick up the phone and call them. Don't text them, call them. I am the weird dude that if you ever get like a FaceTime message from me, it's because I just want to see your face because I haven't seen you in a long time. I am that weird guy. I will just FaceTime you at like, you know, 3:30 on a Tuesday. You're like, what the fuck? And the funny part is when I do that, most people will then not answer that call at that moment. They will text you right back and be like, dude, is everything okay? You just FaceTimed me. And I'll be like, no, everything's not okay because you didn't pick up the goddamn call. So if you ever get a FaceTime from me, I intentionally did that and I totally want to talk to you. So the next couple of weeks are going to be like challenges. I'm just going to start FaceTiming people.
Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.